And leading the news this morning, controversial Liberal Senator Cory Bernardi has called for an end to the rising rate of abortions. In his new book, The Conservative Revolution, Senator Bernardi accuses some women of using abortion as an abhorrent form of birth control. He also labels those who advocate pro-choice as pro-death. An autopsy will be conducted on an Australian woman and her daughter who died in Bali to try to determine the cause of their deaths. 54-year-old Nolene Bischoff and her 14-year-old daughter Ivana fell ill after eating at a local restaurant. It's suspected the pair may have suffered food poisoning after eating fish. Police in Melbourne are continuing to investigate an explosion in an apartment that left three officers badly burnt. They were trying to help a man who was threatening to harm himself when an LP gas explosion ripped through the Middle Park unit. Police are hoping to interview the man soon. And Leighton Hewitt is celebrating a stunning tennis comeback after years of injury. He's beaten 17-time Grand Slam champion Roger Federer in the Brisbane International Final. The win puts Hewitt back inside the top 50 again ahead of the Australian Open later this month. And the warring parties in South Sudan are due to begin peace talks in Ethiopia to try to end 3 weeks of conflict. Meanwhile, fighting is continuing in South Sudan. A South Sudanese army general has been killed in fighting outside the rebel-held town of Bor.